So there we are. Discover Dogs. James Skinner has been contacted. Who knows? We might hopefully be there. Well, actually, I won't be there, but Jane Clark will be there to go with her mum and, of course, our legend that is Minty Steed and Toffee, of course, for Scruffs. That's a week on Sunday, November the 7th or 9th, I think, actually, November the 9th, yes, that we're talking through there. Minty, welcome back aboard. How are you keeping? All right?
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Good. Yes, excellent. Yes. Okay, so clearly... That's all right. Looking in good force there. Obviously, it's the taking part that counts, not the winning, but it's obviously nice to win as well. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
So we heard this week, obviously, of the heart-rending tale of a Jack Russell Terrier that, after having gone hunting and missing presumed loss underground, effectually, due to the storms, he re-emerged once again. I don't know if you caught that story in the news recently. But,
yeah, and it shows the tenacity and the amazing staying power. And should I say, the confidence that that dogs have in that the owners will come for them. Mm. You know, that the animal hadn't panicked and therefore made its situation far worse. It just shows you, doesn't it? You know, and even when you think all hope is lost, it is not all hope is lost, is it?
Never give up, never surrender. That's
never.
The key thing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So what can you bring us this week then, Minty, as we approach, I suppose, animal blessings and a whole heap of other things?
Yes, well, as for the animal blessing, it went well.
Mm-hmm.
And they were lucky that they predicted we would have a storm before the big storm.
Yeah.
Didn't to any degree during the Sunday. And the north was very, very lucky indeed, really, because even on the Monday when it was supposed to be driving up to here, it didn't. Certainly nothing in as predicted and expected. So they were very lucky on that, because otherwise it could have been quite a disastrous day. But it wasn't. It was good. And the weather was better than the year before. So not only improvement from the year before that, so all good to them that they put it on and continued with it and didn't cancel it over the storm notices.
Absolutely.
And it was a good achievement, I think, all round, and I hope it'll continue on and grow all the more each year, you know, for an annual blessing, as there aren't that so many of them about.
So it's always good to celebrate those sort of aspects. So what other things, as we approach, obviously, the November time and so on, apart, obviously, from the indoor events and Scruffs, will you be actually attending and covering?
Yes, well, what we'll be starting to attend some of the events that are starting up every Sunday now on the Pickering Showground. And there have been using the indoor facilities, and we'll be going along there to see what's happening. They've had quite a few things there, including circus events, jugglers events, pigeon shows, and it's coming on very well. And went along to have a look about 3 weeks ago, and my word, they are really making a splendid job of it. So we'll be attending a varied amount of things there. We'll also be attending quite a number of the village and town craft events and see what's on the go. And there are several indoor shows, including one near Scarborough, in a week or so time for the dogs. So we shall throw in our lot in that one, you know, and see what we think to the radio team there. And, of course, there's Earl's Court. And after Earl's Court, there are a couple of other indoor ones heading towards December, which, of course, we're heading into the Christmas season. And hopefully we shall be able to have a sporting chance at those and see what we can do. It's new territory to us with the team in these classes, but nothing ventured, nothing gained, so we're going to have a go and see what happens. And Toffee, of course, who disguises his disability aid terrier, which he is when he's not showing as a terrier proper or racing and winning races, etc., he will be going to those events, you know, with his disability aid terrier jacket on and patchwork pooch, and doing his proper terrier aid, you know, which he does. How good he is at taking care of me. So he'll be going probably a few more places than the rest of the team, but then we start the build-up towards, I mean, to say it, 2014, you know, he's quickly round the corner. And then, of course, we start some indoor events then that actually Game Pass, but in Davos, which should be interesting.
Absolutely.
I
just had to scoot off to take another telephone call, and we've just sort of heard we've got to move up another interview. It's all right, we've got another 2 or 3 minutes at present, so just keep on going. All's well with the world.
Oh, I will, definitely. Yeah. We are, of course, going to go and visit the Buffy Brothers as soon as we can to see the wonderful world of their rabbits. And I hope that, it'll soon be on air. I'm talking about the rabbits because they're quite something in the rabbit world, especially with the Dutch. And we're going to be going to a couple of the big indoor agricultural shows. For the cattle and sheep, and see what we can make of that. And again, Toffee has his badges to go in as a disability aid area. And I think it's going to be varied, and I think the listeners will be interested to know quite a few different things. And we shall also be having a few more adventurous things, like we're going to have a go and do some of the National Hunt race courses. And we're going to see what we can do there. We shall not be racing.
I was going to say, you're not going to go have Toffee going head-to-head with some sort of Grand National potential winner, are you? I mean, that would be a bit too much, I think.
But he has been invited, he can go, because he was given an exemplary report from the yacht races, the other race courses, so he's going to go along. And we're going to do some of the National Hunt racing, and then see if, maybe, towards Christmas, at one of the race courses, we could possibly organise sort of like a terrier race or something, or a family dog, pet dog race, to highlight how interesting these things are once the other season starts again next year. I haven't really put a lot of work into that just, but certainly in a week or two we'll be seeing if something like that could be done, and I think it could be quite interesting. I don't know quite what the odds would be on the various dogs, but it could be more than interesting, really, couldn't it, for people?
It definitely sort of is from the Department of Ideas labelled out there or outside the box, which is what we're all about.
Absolutely. But then you see, at Ripon, earlier on this week, they did have the dog derby, and everyone's pet dogs were let loose at one end of the ring. And all the, should we say, extra owners or someone in the family was waiting at the other end of the ring. And the most interesting thing that everyone goes to watch is that 50-odd dogs all vanish in all different directions, and maybe one actually crosses the line and wins the cup. And then all the audience love to watch the owners and family of owners chasing all over the showground trying to get other dogs in. So, and that's considered great amusement at that event. So, people like this, it's adds interest, because you never know which dog's going to go where.
A bit like life in many ways, Minty.
It is, isn't it? So it shows you how embodied the canine has become to the human when we look at the amount of humans being bashed all over the place everywhere, and it's a wonder which one you're going to adopt.
Exactly. Okay, and any new...
And the best way to the track of traffic or whatever, and everybody thinks, oh, that person knows where they're going, another swallow, and then maybe that person ahead of you doesn't know where they're going, so the same with the dogs, you see.
Very much so. And any further news on how the pantomime training is going with respect to the catering and Jackie?
Yes. Going fine, apart from this, when we did have the damp weather, and that burst somewhat rather, etc. The poor lad earlier on this year actually cracked his hip, and he now feels it in the hip joint at times, like you do with injuries, especially if a horse has fallen on you or something. So he does have that to contend with, but his rehearsals and things are coming on very well. Jeff is trained in fully now in what's he doing baking on stage, etc. And who knows, he may decide to go for one of these sort of junior learner chef competitions on television, and they'd both be able to do it from his stage training, and Jackie's got his second one on the way. And Lucy Jo, you remember Lucy Jo? Uptown their way, who does all the photos, lovely photos.
Yes.
She's soon going to be having an exhibition on at Pickering, and I'll be announcing about that next time on the radio.
Yes.
And not only will there be photos of animals, including loads of photos of the dog team, of the terrier team, there will be a lot of photos of Farndale, which, of course, is where the daffodils are, I'm sure everyone knows when you say Palmdale, it's the, you know, the Daffodilly, some people call them, and Daffydale is another name for Palmdale. And, of course, they were saved some time ago by someone's ingenuity, otherwise Palmdale would have been flooded and wouldn't have been any more. And so it's a tribute to that person when each year the daffodils grow, because they'd have been gone forever. And they're a site that's known all over the world. And Lucy's taken some of the most beautiful photos of the various stages in Palmdale through the year, and loads of lovely photos of when the Palmdale daffodils are in full bloom. So there would be something for everyone who could find a way to pick them in a week or two's time to see there.
Well, we'll keep appraised of that as the thing proceeds. We've just come out of Stoptober. Absolutely. We're now actually heading into the month of Movember, and we'll find out more about that with Hewell Mills and Ben Bowers. Ben Bowers, who's a testicular cancer survivor. They're coming up next. Minty, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
Absolutely.
Oh, you would lose it. The line was going all doolally there, but we got the absolutely, and it all went strange. Never mind. Are you still there? No. Yeah. It's barely audible now, Minty. We're losing you.
Okay.
We will return. Hopefully, we'll connect with you very shortly. So there we are, All Saints. I Know Where It's At. Southside Broadcasting continuing its magic after Rural Matters. We continue now to focus very much on the month of Movember, and we're very fortunate and privileged to be able to welcome to the airwaves two fine folk. First of all, Hewell Mills, who will be talking obviously about Movember in general, and Ben Bowers, a Movember specialist, and of course testicular cancer survivor. So Hewell and Ben, good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very well.
Excellent.
Very excited for the month ahead.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, you know, it's we've just come out of Stoptober. We're now into Movember. I'm sure that archaeologists will look back over time travel and say, why did they change the names? We changed the names to make people aware of the whole thing. Let's go to Hewell first, if we may, and just talk a little bit about Movember for folk who might not actually have heard about it and might not quite know why suddenly people are becoming, particularly in masculine cases, slightly hirsute in their hairstyles, and hair is beginning to be grown in a variety of obviously mustachioed places.
Yeah, that's right. So Movember is a 30-day moustache growing charity event. We raise funds and awareness for men's health, specifically prostate, testicular cancer, and also men's mental health issues. So we're encouraging all of the guys out there today to clean shave, register at movember.com, and grow the best moustaches that they can for some fun and also, importantly, for a good cause. Mm.
Now, obviously, one of the other reasons we've invited you both on today, and we're happy to chat with you, is because of a recent study that's actually released the news that a crisis of masculinity that we hear a great deal about may be overstated, and it may actually be slightly inaccurate as well, covering areas such as relationships, fatherhood, sex, health, grooming and role models. Are we getting our mojo back, gentlemen?
Well, it's Movember's about sparking conversations. As soon as that moustache kicks in, you want to tell everyone about it. And there's been a lot of chat around this year, particularly about masculinity, man's place in the world. And our experience is that men are in a great place. They are very good at talking when they're given the opportunity. I mean, you know, in the study it said that 72% of men would be happy to talk with their friends about feeling down or feeling a bit depressed. So, you know, men are good at talking. They just, you know, quite often need an opportunity to do so. So definitely men are in a good place, but any opportunity we can have to encourage them to get more educated about their health or, you know, share their kind of experiences with their mates is always a really good thing.
Mm. Ben, in many ways, you've been there, you've bought the T-shirts, you've worked through all sorts of setups. Mm. Movember, presumably, is something particularly important for yourself in every sense of the word, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Having had testicular cancer twice in the last 7 years, it's I'm in a very fortunate situation that I'm here today and can talk to you, and that's great. But I was lucky. I acted quite quickly when I found there was something wrong, and that's not always the case for all men, and not just testicular cancer, any health issues that guys have. So the Movember movement and rocking out awesome moustaches for 30 days is a really awesome way of starting those conversations and getting men talking about those issues and spreading the word and hopefully, you know, leading to quicker diagnosis for men in general when they have a health problem.
Education can obviously be at the heart of all this, and I was quite astounded to find that 43% of men would actually contact a GP first in the case of ill health, but that still means there are 57% who wouldn't, basically. So we're still looking at folk who, in essence, would still say, no, it's nothing really, let's not bother about it, let's stick with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's great that there's you know, a good uptake, you know, those numbers are healthy, but there's still work to be done, and hopefully through the growth of moustaches over the next 30 days, we can, you know, start to reach more people and get that message out that you do need to go to the doctor if there is something wrong, and don't be afraid to go and see your GP if you've got a problem, because it's much better to get it looked at now than leave.
Another thing I was quite interested in, given the whole range of issues that have taken place with the birds and the bees in past sort of eras of movies, etc., that fathers and non-fathers alike have recognised the need to have conversations with boys about potentially challenging and awkward subjects. It is one of those things where I would have thought, right, well, I don't quite know how to talk about relationships in this particular area. It's almost become a generational thing over the years that we perhaps say, well, that's for the teachers to actually deal with, or something else.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's one of those particularly British stereotypes you see in TV and in film all the time, trying to, you know, characters trying to tackle that difficult first conversation with your sons or daughters. And I think from what we've seen is that, you know, in the case of men, that they are more prepared to do it, and you know, maybe those conversations were even more awkward with their fathers, and they're tackling that head on. So again, it's one of those positive signs that, you know, men and also, you know, women as well are kind of in the modern age addressing things and, you know, not necessarily kind of still sticking by those old taboos. So, yeah, it's great that everyone's tackling any of those issues head on and kind of getting those conversations started.
Last year, of course, there were over 1.1 million Movember brothers and Movember sisters, which I still kind of get my head around that, but never mind, that's another one, raising over £92 million for the event. It's astounding to actually think it really just started in 2003 in Melbourne, this whole move, and it's become quite literally a worldwide phenomenon, Movember.
Yeah, and it started out as just a bit of fun with some mates, really, and still, you know, we, at the heart of what we do, we encourage guys not to mow alone. It can be a lonely month if you're out there with a moustache on your own, so we still, you know, encourage people to come together, do it as a team, whether that's at a sports club or in your office. So, yeah, I mean, our community, we're so proud of them and really humbled by the amount of money that they raise, and the registrations are coming in thick and fast at the moment. I think we're getting close to 500,000 people registered around the world already. So it's lining up to be another very, very hairy year, which we're very excited about here.
So I'm wondering if people could actually consider being sponsored per follicle. You know, per follicle of hair that actually comes through, that might be a possibility. I mean, obviously you'd have to measure it, but a bit like sort of measuring the blades of grass, perhaps measuring the sort of follicles could be a way forward. Or possibly just the actual length, if we're looking for... I mean, obviously, we've only got 30 days, so you're not going to get a real handlebar effect on that.
You know, we see all different shapes and sizes of moustaches out there, from the lame mo, the guy who really struggles, through to those very hirsute guys who can seemingly push out a moustache in 2 or 3 days. I think Ben and I are probably in the former camp, if we're honest.
Definitely towards the lame mo end of things.
Well, it's I mean, obviously, you know, you've got on the one hand the kind of Fu Manchu effect, and then you've got the sort of the kind of Kaiser Chief element, but it's always... I mean, I don't know, would you both wax? I mean, it's just a thought, but would you wax the moustache? Or I don't know, it may be coming back into fashion.
Yeah, I think it's 30 days is... You're lucky if you can start to get a twizzle after 30 days and start waxing up.
It's not a great deal of time, and besides, you need to move on from that. Final point, actually, in terms of that, role models. I mean, I can see that people are already saying, yes, our role model is Ben Bowers. You know, he's our role model. But in terms of that, obviously, it's interesting that there's a tendency to go more for a guy of Stephen Fry as opposed to David Beckham, which I thought was intriguing, really, in terms of who we actually look up to as men.
Yeah, I think the study was really interesting, and you know, the results were very close, and it seemed to show that there isn't that one hero out there at the moment, and it goes the same with with Movember, kind of, we say that every guy who grows a moustache is a rock star, he's a celebrity for the month, because he walks down the street and he gets noticed more, you know, more than he would do normally, and rightly so. And yeah, Ben has been a great ambassador as well for Movember. I can, you know, sort of definitely say that. And we hear so many stories of people who have come through cancer journey, and also guys who have gone out there and gone to incredible efforts to do their bit for men's health with Movember. And yeah, it's really interesting that, you know, in that study, lots of people actually found that their role models were much closer to home than the celebrities out there. It was about friends, family, and that community aspect. So, you know, I think that's pretty refreshing, really.
So just to actually finalise details, if people are listening to this and they're thinking, right, Movember, I've heard about it, how do I actually find out more? Is there a go-to website where people can actually find out ideas about Movember in general?
Yeah, absolutely everything you ever need to know about the moustache is found on Movember.com. So get online, Movember.com, register for the month, and you can do all of your fundraising and awareness raising through the website or on the downloadable mobile app.
Gentlemen, it's been a privilege sharing some thoughts with you. So I've got two final questions for both of you, actually. We'll go to Ben first. Ben, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on Southside Broadcasting and the Midweek Drive today?
Yes, very much so.
So can we look forward to inviting you back to join us in the not-too-distant future?
It'd be a pleasure.
And same two questions for Hewell.
Absolutely, it's been great. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, Ben Bowers and Hewell Mills. Two wonderful celebrations, role models in their own right, and obviously celebrating the month of Movember. They will return, and we salute you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.